From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Blake Terrence. Missouri Governor Mike Parsons signed legislation today which will cut the state's top individual income tax rate to 5.4% next year. It'll take effect on the heels of earlier tax cuts passed by Missouri's Republican-led legislature. A 2014 law enacted gradual cuts based on the state's revenue growth. This means the current 5.9% rate will drop to 5.8% in January because of current revenue growth. That covers the top tax bracket, which applies to most Missourians. The rate will gradually go down to about 5%, pending further growth. Missouri's Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill has spent about $3.5 million on her reelection campaign in recent months. Finance reports provided to the Associated Press today show she spent more money from April through June than her top Republican challenger was able to raise in that same time period. Republican frontrunner Josh Hawley raised about $2 million last quarter. McCaskill raised $4.3 million. Hawley's campaign finance reports are due Sunday. A Cole County judge has tossed out a lawsuit challenging the appointment of Mike Kehoe as Missouri's new lieutenant governor. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin reports.
In a ruling issued late Wednesday, Circuit Judge John Beadham said that Governor Mike Parsons had the authority to appoint fellow Republican Kehoe to the state's number two office under Article 4, Section 4 of the Missouri Constitution. He also ruled that the plaintiffs, Darrell Cope of Hartville and the Missouri Democratic Party, don't have the authority as private parties to seek Kehoe's removal from office by civil lawsuit. Democrats had argued that the state constitution doesn't clearly address filling a vacancy in the lieutenant governor's office and that Kehoe's appointment was illegal. The office became vacant last month when Parsons succeeded Eric Greitens as governor of Missouri. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Columbia Missourian reports the National Weather Service in St. Louis issued a heat advisory for mid-Missouri from 1 p.m. today to 8 p.m. on Saturday. Temperatures are expected to reach the upper 90s. Car interiors can also reach high temperatures in minutes, so people are encouraged not to leave their children or pets unattended. To stay safe during the advisory, try to stay out of the sun, wear light and loose clothing, and stay hydrated. The University of Missouri raised a record amount of cash gifts this past fiscal year, pushing its fundraising campaign over $1 billion. The university announced yesterday that donors made $147 million in cash gifts during this past fiscal year, which ended on June 30th, to the Mizzou Our Time to Lead campaign. That exceeds last year's total by almost 22%. The campaign has a $1.3 billion goal with 2 years left. The Columbia Missourian reports a total of $162 million were raised in fiscal 2018. Blake Terrence, KBIA News, Columbia.